KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Thunderstorm in 75. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Wednesday, August the 8th. News sponsored by Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and the First National Bank and Trust. Some thunderstorms this morning. We'll have partly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 90, and more thunderstorms possible this evening. An update on the death of an Enerkah man whose body was found in a submerged pickup near Norman. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
Home healthcare is more than making sure your parents are taking their meds and doing what the doctor ordered. It's also about helping them be more independent and letting them stay in their own home instead of a long-term care facility. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare is now serving the Grady and Caddo County area. It's locally owned and operated by Rhonda Wallace, who has provided home health services to the area for more than 15 years. The company is certified by the state of Oklahoma, and all home health aides are certified and undergo a background check. An aide can stay anywhere from 4 to 24 hours to help with meal preparation and planning, light housekeeping, help them run errands and go to the store, and even help with recreation and exercise. They're a private pay company and can accept Veterans Administration benefits and workers' comp insurance. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare, Suite 411 in the Petroleum Building in downtown Chickasha. Call 405-448-5100. 405-448-5100. Central Oklahoma Home Healthcare. Their priority is you.
No foul play suspected of the death of an Enerkah man whose body was found in a pickup submerged at Lake Thunderbird a couple of months ago. An autopsy performed by the state medical examiner said the cause of death of Charles French was due to drowning. French was reported missing in late May when officials say he was in the process of moving from Enerkah to eastern Oklahoma. He had borrowed a pickup from a friend and was never heard from again. In early June, a boater discovered the pickup submerged in the lake near a boat ramp. The medical examiner's report indicates French may have lost control of the pickup during a thunderstorm and ran into the lake. A rogue thunderstorm this past spring did quite a bit of damage to a Chickasha church, an Enerkah convenience store, and one of Chickasha's fire stations. This week, the city council gave its approval to have the city go out for bids to replace the roof at fire station number 2 at 16th and Country Club Road. Fire Chief Brian Zaleski said the roof was damaged by some of the largest hail to hit the area in the last 10 years.
The polyvinyl covering that we have up there, being 20 years old, had an immediate effect. It spiraled in several locations and started leaking down into the fire station and further down into dispatch.
Now, Zaleski said once the city goes out for bids, it'll take 3 or 4 weeks for those bids to come in, then another couple of weeks to sift through those for the city to choose a vendor. He thinks the work can be completed as early as December. The project expected to be covered by the city's insurance carrier. Longtime Chickasha businessman Bill Livingston has died. Livingston was 86 when he passed away last week. He owned and operated numerous businesses for manufacturing, furniture, oil businesses, and hotels. He was also a well-known thoroughbred horseman, even serving as president of the Oklahoma Thoroughbred Association for a time, and helped to bring Remington Park to Oklahoma. He also co-founded Lifeline Home Health and Hospice. After graduating from high school in Fletcher, he spent a couple of years in the Army, and he and his late wife, Joy, were married for 64 years. A memorial service for Bill Livingston will be at 1:30 this afternoon at First Baptist Church. Arrangements are with Ferguson Funeral Home. It's 4.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. More Cool News coming right up.
From blazing heat to freezing cold,
Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now. 224-0184.
As school children return to the classroom, the regional food bank stepping up its effort to feed hungry kids. A number of organizations have united to match up to $150,000 in donations to the food bank. The Masonic Fraternity of Oklahoma, Leslie and David Hudeberg, David Gorham, and an anonymous donor all will help provide the additional funding for this Food for Kids drive. The regional food bank says 1 in 4 Oklahoma children don't know where their next meal will come from. The organization provides backpacks of food food for youth throughout Grady and Caddo counties and much of western Oklahoma. This matching grant program runs through September 30th. You can make tax-deductible contributions online at foodforkids.org. In agriculture news today, producers who have generic crop acreage bases now have the option to reallocate the base to other crops. Mark Jackson with the Grady County Farm Service Agency says the allocation will be based on what crops were planted on the farm between 2009 and 2012. He tells how cotton producers are affected.
With the 2014 Farm Bill, any cotton acreage base on the farm was changed to generic base acreage. For the 2018 crop year, producers will have the chance to convert generic base to what is now called seed cotton base or other crop bases depending on the planting history. If there is no planting history of covered crops on the farm, the generic base acres will be converted to what is being called unassigned base acres.
Jackson said producers have until December 7th to decide what to do. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up to $69.12 a barrel, London-based Brent crude up to $74.26, and natural gas rises to $2.88 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,219 and silver $15.37. Our cool weather forecast, some rain and thunderstorms this morning. Partly sunny this afternoon with a high near 90, then more thunderstorms possible this evening. There's been a lot of rain in north-central Oklahoma. There's been some pretty heavy thunderstorms in the Oklahoma City area, if you're heading up there, including the Tri-City area, Newcastle, Tuttle, Blanchard, and some heavy rain moving through Chickasha right now with the temp of 72 downtown Chickasha. It is 7.5 minutes after 7 o'clock. Cool 105.5 Sports next.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
In sports, Blanchard and Tuttle football teams will be contenders for a district championship this year in District 4A2. The preseason coaches poll had the Tri-City Rivals and Bethany all tied for first place. Blanchard and Bethany advanced to the semifinals in the playoffs last year, and you might remember Blanchard ended Wagoner's record-setting win streak in high school football. Tuttle was eliminated in the first round of the playoffs last year. Blanchard and Tuttle will face off in Week 8. Checking some high school baseball scores yesterday. Ninaka opening up the season with Fletcher. The Wildcats defeated the Owls 13-0. Ampo opening up the season, splitting a doubleheader. They beat Ripley 12-9, but lost to Drummond 6-3. In softball yesterday, Ampo wins their season opener 10-0 over Alec. And Rush Springs defeats Carnegie 3-1. Minko takes two from Frederick 13-5 and 12-4. Blanchard drops a 2-1 decision to McLeod. Dibble squeezes past Apache 8-7 and Tuttle over Bridge Creek 13-5. The Oklahoma City Dodgers are heading home after a mediocre road trip. Oklahoma City dropping an 8-2 decision at Reno last night. It finished up a 7-game road trip, winning 4 of the 7 games away from OKC. Now the Dodgers are off today. They'll have a short 4-game homestand with Memphis that'll start tomorrow night. Our cool news, weather, and sports this morning brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust, DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, and Central Oklahoma Home Health Care. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website, cool.